Agenda item number six, David and Tamara Anderson.
Good morning, Mr. Bull, members of the commission. Happy New Year.
To you as well.
David and Tamara Anderson are requesting authorization to install 105 linear feet of quarry stone riprap, a revetment in front of their existing deteriorated timber bulkhead. The revetment will extend a maximum of 13 feet channelward of mean low water at their property on the Rappahannock River on Brandon Point in Middlesex County. The property, the project is protested by the adjacent property owner immediately upstream. Here we are on the Rappahannock River, the Route 3 bridge going over from Middlesex to Lancaster County. Bend in the river here near Locust Hill area of Middlesex County. It's on the southern shore of the Rappahannock River, approximately 4.5 miles upriver from the bridge. The fetch directly across the river is about 4 miles, but there's a northwest fetch that stretches about 14 miles before the river bends back again around. So it's fairly exposed. It's also fairly exposed to the northeast fetch, which is over 5 miles. So while it's in the river, it's a pretty pretty dynamic shoreline. There's a recent aerial photograph of the area. The majority of the properties along here have been hardened either with riprap, bulkhead, or a combination thereof. There's also some timber groins catching what little bit of sand is moving along the river upstream to downstream. In 2012, the Andersons applied to rebuild their section of timber bulkhead that had failed in a previous storm. That bulkhead at the time was above the mean low water line. There was beach in front of the bulkhead at low tide. Didn't require authorization from the commission. It was repaired or replaced in place, and the Wetlands Board issued the permit for that structure. Whether that was the right thing to do at the time or not, it's left to be seen, but it didn't require a permit from us, and the Wetlands Board authorized it. The current proposal is asking for riprap in front of that bulkhead, which continues to fail. These are the application drawings. Plan view drawing showing the applicant's property. This is the bulkhead line where the bulkhead connects at the property line. It goes across. There is this little jog in the bulkhead. The riprap revetment will be in front of and actually over top on the backside as a splash apron in front of the wall. This is the original section view drawing. Again, you can see the existing bulkhead here, a maximum of 13 feet out onto state bottom. Low water is now at the face of the bulkhead as the sand has eroded away in front of the bulkhead. At the time of the original application, they were asking for class 2 armor stone over a core stone, the core material smaller stone, the armor material larger, class 2. We questioned whether or not that was going to be big enough. We've gotten back from the applicant or from the contractor, the agent, a revised drawing that does expressly say it's going to be class 3 armor stone, larger stone. And actually the contractor intended to do that all along. I think there might have been some miscommunication between the contractor and the agent who drew up the application. So that's been addressed. It's a recent ground shot. I'm actually standing on the adjacent property downstream. They have some stairs going down to up here. You can see the jog. This is the property line between the Andersons and the downstream property owner. There's the jog that you saw previously. You can see it's being bowed. As we get up into this zone, we've now gone over to the adjoining property owner that's objecting the Mallorys. Again, you can see some signs of failure here. This is actually out in the river. The stake represents the toe, 13 feet out. So what you'll have is a wedge overtopping the wall with a splash apron in behind to buttress the wall. You can see here that the bottom of the sheets, whether the sheets were long enough when they were installed, clearly they lost some sand in front of it. Bulkhead is not the solution here, apparently. Now I'm standing over on the Mallory's property. They do have a little bit of rock in front of their wall as well. Their wall is not showing the same signs as earlier, but they already do have a little bit of rock in front of their bulkhead. Again, this would be a revetment wedge, maximum distance offshore. This distance here would actually even, in our opinion, act a bit like a groin in that it would trip up some of any sand that might be moving in that direction to hopefully build the beach back toward the protester's property. These are pictures I took when the application for the replacement bulkhead was submitted in 2012. You can see a bank failure resulted in the bank slumping down, forcing the bulkhead out. They had lost a lot of sand out in the front of the wall as well. So at the time of this application, it was simply to rebuild the bulkhead in the same footprint and anchor it back in a vertical way. And that was done, but it's still clearly not holding up over time. As I stated, the project is protested by the adjoining property owner, which is a trust in the name of Judith Mayo Mallory. Mr. Kent Mallory is her son. He represents her interests, and he indicates he doesn't believe the stone is sloped properly. It should be more at a 2-to-1 slope instead of a 1.5-to-2-to-1 slope. He doesn't believe the stone is sized properly, and the drawings didn't show any sloping toward the upriver side. It's going to slope out into the river, but it doesn't show any sloping toward the upriver side. The contractor isn't here, but generally that's how they're built. They're generally always sloped. You can't get rock to stack vertically unless you have it pre-cut and fitted. And at the time, Mr. Mallory indicated that he wouldn't object if the applicant were to include a small groin on the property line extending beyond the 13 feet out another 10 or 12 feet to act as a groin, just as these groins are acting, these timber groins that are trapping some sand. Andersons weren't comfortable changing their design. They want to stay with what they've got. I did get an email from Mr. Mallory this morning. He lives in Petersburg. Apparently, they don't have very good snow removal in Petersburg. He can't get out of his driveway. He indicated that he's still concerned that the structure may not be stable. Time will tell sort of thing, but he did conclude his comment with, it's better to do something than nothing. He didn't withdraw his protest, but he said he couldn't be here today, and I told him I would express his comments to you all. So I'll go right to the recommendation. Had an application come in 2012 for a new wall out in front of the old wall vertical structure, we probably would have tried to talk the Andersons out of that. It's just vertical structures on this stretch of the river don't stand up. They reflect the wave energy directly into the bottom, up over the top. They transfer the wave energy along. They don't dissipate wave energy. A rock revetment or an offshore breakwater is the way to go along this reach of the river. The structure, as originally proposed, did appear to be undersized. The stone, the armor stone, that's been addressed now. Part of that information comes out of the Shoreline Management in the Chesapeake Bay manual by Hardaway and Byrne from VIMS. It's kind of a Bible, if you will, that we use quite frequently. And the numbers and the recommendations out of that manual, as with a lot of the other best management practices, did indeed indicate larger stone would be warranted and possibly... You know, the more slope you can put on it, the better, but a 1.5 to 2 to 1 slope is reasonable for this wave energy environment. And I go into some of the actual specifics of class 2 and class 3 in my recommendation. I don't need to read that into the record if that's all right. But after evaluating the comments and being out on site a couple of times and looking at the guidance and talking to all the experts, we believe this is a reasonable fixed for the situation that they have. They can't start construction on their home until they can get their shoreline stabilized, so they're interested, and the Andersons are interested in moving ahead as quickly as possible. And we recommend approval of the project after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of Virginia, provided they use the Class II larger stone as shown in the revised drawings. And I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
You mean the Class III larger stone?
Thank you.
Correct. Questions from the commission? Mr. France.
Yeah, I'd just like to, what is your opinion on a groin being at the property line? I know when I used to be in marine construction, where you would see a change in properties from like wood to stone or something, you would always see a wash out there in a storm. And these groins in the top of this picture right here have certainly been doing their job. Why wouldn't one be recommended for the property line?
Well, I did breach that with the Andersons, and our feeling is the revetment itself, the way it's designed, this is the timber groin you see, well, you saw a moment ago, so I can't do both at the same time. And this stone revetment will come out 13 feet from the face of that bulkhead at a fairly steep slope, at a much steeper slope than that timber groin. The timber groins are low profile. They're designed to allow sand to overtop and continue moving south. What I've been seeing in this reach and along other reaches of the river, as more and more shoreline is hardened through bulkheads, riprap revetment, what have you, there's less and less source of sand. So while groins might have worked 15, 20 years ago when some properties upstream were continuing to erode into the river, those properties have been locked up with revetment or breakwaters or bulkhead, been more stable, so there's not as much sand moving in the system. I guess with that said, I don't know the spacing here. That would be awful close to have a couple of groins. Generally, they're spaced 1.5 to 2 times their length apart, and I think that would probably be a little bit too close.
So you're thinking that the extra 13 feet out will kind of work as a groin to collect sand in that area instead of collect energy to wash it out?
I think it'll probably, as sand is moving from left to right on the screen, sand will get tripped up right there where you see the one, and probably build as a fillet, and then keep moving. And wind direction coming this way, the wave energy, instead of hitting the bulkhead and shooting right straight on down, the wave energy is going to hit this rock and break up and won't be as strong when it gets to the property line.
Okay.
And again, the Mallorys already have a bit of stone. I wouldn't be surprised if sometime in the future the Mallorys might tie into this structure.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Andersons present or represented? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
Yep.
Please state your name for the record.
All right. David Anderson, the property owner.
Welcome, Mr. Anderson. Is there anything or what would you like to add?
I agree completely with staff. We're more than willing to put Class 3 stone in. If there's any questions from the commission or from the public, I'd be glad to answer those.
Any questions from the commission? Well, that was easy.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Thoughts? Mr. Erskine.
Well, I appreciate that, the protestant has made some comments unable to be here today, but it seems like from staff that his last comment was to do something, support that shoreline is more important maybe than the protest that he currently has. So in light of that, I would make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Your project is approved, Mr. Anderson.
Thank